How does this happen? The five-sensory personality accepts every impulse and insight as his or her own, as originating within his or her psyche. The multisensory personality knows that this is not always the case. Impulses, hunches, sudden insights, and subtle insights have assisted us on our evolutionary path since the origin of our species. That we have not recognized the guidance that has come to us in this way is a consequence of seeing reality through only five senses. From the five-sensory point of view, there is no other place from which insights and hunches can come. From the multisensory point of view, insights, intuitions, hunches, and inspirations are messages from the soul or from advanced intelligences that assist the soul on its evolutionary journey. The multisensory personality, therefore, honors intuition in a way that the five-sensory personality does not. To the five-sensory personality, intuitions are curiosities. To the multisensory personality, they are promptings from and links to a perspective of greater comprehension and compassion than its own. Each question that a person asks invokes guidance. Every time you ask for guidance, you receive it. Every time you ask yourself, "What is my motivation?" you ask the universe, "Help me to see." And help comes. You may not always be capable of hearing the answers to your questions when you ask them, and the answers may not always come in the ways that you expect, but they always come. Sometimes an answer occurs in the form of a feeling, a yes feeling, or a no feeling. Sometimes in the form of a memory, or a thought that, at the time, seems random. Sometimes it occurs in a dream, and sometimes in the form of a realization that is prompted by an experience that will occur the next day. No question is unheard, and no question goes unanswered. Ask, and you shall receive, is the rule. But you must learn how to ask and how to receive. Just as we were taught to develop and employ cognition, to think things through, so, too, we can learn to develop and employ intuition, to ask for guidance and receive it. Just as there are technologies to discipline the mind, such as analytical thinking, studying, repetition, and respect for the mechanism, so, too, there are techniques to engage and discipline the intuition.